Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast designed to give you, the security solution provider, information and ideas to grow your business. I'm Jane McPherson, and it's great to have you with us. Today I'm talking to Andrew Plato, President and Principal Consultant of Anishin Enterprise Security in Oregon. Anishin offers compliance and assessment solutions to thousands of clients throughout the United States. It is a qualified security assessor for PCI, HIPAA, and other security regulations. Very often, the process of going from zero compliance to full compliance can be a long and bumpy road for the client and for the solution provider helping them, too. But Anishin has developed a way of handling compliance projects that speeds the client down this road and across the finish line in record time. Andrew's going to tell us more about this today. Andrew Plato of Anishin Enterprise Security, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here today, Jane.
Andrew, you've seen some organizations struggle for a long time to become compliant with security mandates such as PCI, DSS, or HIPAA. Can you tell us the worst-case scenario? How long have you seen some organizations struggle to become compliant?
I've seen organizations take anywhere from 2 to 5 years struggling through the details and the technologies and the policies. And in some cases, after those 2, 3, 4 years, they were still not compliant, or in some cases, not even close to compliant.
Wow. And with the way you handle these projects, what's the quickest your company has taken a client from zero to full compliance?
We had a very large regional healthcare provider approach us recently that was in a very similar circumstance. They had been working for almost 2 years with compliance and had, quite frankly, not made a lot of progress. When we came in, we were able to take them from basically zero to compliance in under 9 months.
That's fantastic. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. But first, let's get some background. What are some of the biggest problems that can cause a compliance project to take so long?
I'd say there's a variety of problems that can conspire to derail compliance, but honestly, one of the more insidious, if you want to use it, problems is internal corporate politics. A lot of organizations see PCI and HIPAA and some other compliance regulations out there as kind of an outsider forcing them to conform, and they start with a sort of antagonistic relationship with the standard or with compliance. This is usually not helped by the fact that the compliance teams or the auditors are very disassociated or very separated from IT and other sort of management functions. And what happens is you end up with a lot of internal politics and turf battles and people who are fighting compliance rather than working together to be compliant. This can derail a compliance project quicker than, frankly, anything else. Where this tends to often come to fruition is where the compliance teams will be mandating certain requirements or expectations, and the technical teams will be pushing back on that or fighting for particular technologies or fighting for particular improvements. And this creates a combative, somewhat antagonistic relationship between these teams, which ultimately destroys progress and makes it so the organization is unable to actually make progress toward becoming compliant.
I can see how that can happen. Now, your company has been able to help clients move forward to compliance very quickly. How do you do this?
I think the first thing we've found is we need to integrate teams. We have to bring people together into a common organizational structure, which means we have to take audit people who are compliance auditors or internal auditors or people who are, you know, kind of on that more compliance side. And we have to take technical people, network administrators, system administrators, security operations people. And we have to take management and potentially application developers. We have to put all these people into one integrated, cohesive team. Can't break them all apart and have them in their own little worlds. They have to all be working as one. And they have to have a solid, common mandate. What we have found is that if management can step in and establish the basis for why we need to be compliant, so if management can come up and say, you know, PCI compliance or HIPAA compliance is a priority for our business because it's going to protect our customers, then the team that gets built has to come in with sort of a laser beam focus and drive to make compliance happen in the organization. And part of that is, in the very early stages, there has to be a very clear mandate that this team and this company will become compliant, and that they cannot allow perfection to be the enemy of good. A lot of companies will chew and churn and you know, debate and theorize about how to become compliant, but in many respects, becoming compliant is actually a fairly straightforward thing. You just have to make a decision and go with it. So we come in and help empower teams to, number one, work together and get them on a common focus and a common goal so that everybody is focused at the same thing. And more importantly, making those teams work together and work closely together so that we don't allow for the internal politicking and turf battles to rise up and create divisions within the organization. And a lot of times this requires a service provider, a consulting firm like ourselves or another, you know, some sort of service provider, to really manage that process and to be the driving force behind it. And I think that's where service providers can really be valuable, is being that driving force, that directing force that isn't just, you know, telling them where to go, but is leading them where to go and helping bring the teams together and getting them to work together.
And so as the security solution provider who's already familiar with a client who now is talking to me about taking on a compliance project, would it be important for me to make sure that I've got the executive support as I go in, that the executive is going to support me trying to pull the team together and is going to issue that mandate saying we are going to become compliant?
Absolutely. Executive management must be on board with this. And that's really what we do first, is we would go into management and say, look, you need to be compliant. You know you need to be compliant. We have a methodology that works that'll get you there. It's going to require change. It's going to require some effort. But with the right focus and energy and mandate, we can do this. We know we can do it. We've done it before. We've seen it work in other organizations. And if you can entrust us to kind of run with this, we'll make it happen. And part of that is really getting beyond just the technical requirements of the standard, which are difficult and can become very problematic for an organization that's got a lot of technology. But really working with people and doing change management, not change management and, you know, did the server configuration change, but change management with people and helping them come to terms with the fact that this organization is going to change. The organization is going to become compliant. And this is going to mean stepping outside of some of our comfort boundaries and doing things that we're not always sure how to do. We're going to have to kind of learn as we go. We're going to have to plan on the spot. We're going to have to behave potentially like we're not used to behaving. And this is particularly a problem with larger organizations that have fairly formalized environments. Management needs to be behind that so that everybody understands that this, you know, that the authority to do this is coming right from the top. And that's what we do, again, as a consultant, is really work with management to understand the methodology, understand the process, and understand the benefits this will get them down the road. And the benefits can be significant.
Now, to become compliant, some clients will need to purchase more security products, perhaps a more up-to-date antivirus product or something like that. This means the security product vendors are going to become involved. Have you found that the vendors actually help also in moving the customer along to compliance?
I hate to say this, but I actually find that a lot of the vendors sometimes stymie the process. And resellers, technology resellers, can often be part of the problem, not part of the solution. And here's why. A lot of technology vendors are trying to sell their product, and they'll tend to look at their product as, you buy this, you'll be compliant. And that's just not true. There is no one single product that'll make a company compliant. It just doesn't exist. And technology vendors can often, they can alter the environment. They can, as we call it, change the story. And they can get companies misled off into technology implementation projects that may only be tangentially beneficial to compliance. I know of a particular example of a pretty large organization that spent upwards of $500,000 on a technology solution that they were promised would help them become PCI compliant. The product did no such thing. It didn't even get them close to compliance. Number one, the technology was simply not applicable to what they were trying to do. And number two, it wasn't deployed correctly. And number three, it was extremely expensive. So I would say companies need to be careful with the technology vendors, and solution providers need to also understand sort of their role in this process. If they're selling technologies, they need to understand that there's potential that their technology is going to be part of something much bigger, and they have to be careful to not oversell its capabilities, but by the same token, not undersell them either. More importantly, they need to focus on how the products are going to integrate into that whole. And that's where a really good solution provider, I think, can offer some value if they can see that bigger picture. If they can see that PCI compliance is not just about firewalls, it's not just about intrusion prevention, it's not just about encryption. It's about a much bigger picture, and there's a lot more to it than buying product. And that product has to be integrated into that whole. So we tend to advise customers to be careful with the vendors and the resellers, and work with them, you know, at a very strategic level. And that's part of the service, actually, we do as consultants. And again, I think this is where a good solutions provider can be very valuable if they take the appropriate approach, which is to be advise the customer, to direct them in the right directions, and to provide them options. For example, the healthcare provider that I mentioned, they needed to buy new firewalls. We as an organization like Fortinet Firewalls, for example, we think they're a very good product. But this particular organization had a large Cisco implementation. They were also looking at, I believe, Checkpoint Firewall. What we did is help them review all three products, make a reasonable decision that was based on their needs, and help them work with the reseller to get a good price, to get the right products and everything. And ultimately, they ended up choosing the Cisco solution because it met their needs. At the end of the day, the technology and the choice of technology is nowhere near as important as making sure it's going to integrate with the whole and making sure you have the resources to get that integrated with the whole and that you have the people and the processes to support all that.
Now, as a security solution provider, your objective is to boost revenue and grow your business. But if you help a customer move to compliance very quickly, is it possible you're leaving some revenue on the table in terms of consulting time revenue?
I've always believed that if you serve a customer in the best way possible, you are going to ultimately maximize revenue. A happy customer keeps coming back for more services, for additional assistance, for managed services, for example. I think consultants who take the view of, let me drag this out as long as I can, I think that's a very outdated concept in consulting. And quite frankly, I would advise my customers to be very wary of those kinds of places. I look at my job as a solution provider to help my customer get where they need to be. I always like to say that I don't sell products. I don't sell services. I sell vision and I sell reassurance. I sell them that vision that there's a better future. There's a better way, there's compliance, there's a future out there somewhere that where their organization works better and is more secure and more reliable. And then the other part of that is selling them the reassurance that, of course, my organization can deliver that for them. The products and the solutions and the consulting all kind of go along with that mix. And I fundamentally believe that if you can do something quickly, efficiently, and effectively for a client, that ultimately you're going to have a long-term relationship, you're going to have a relationship that is ultimately that is more lucrative for you as a solution provider, and more importantly, and this is one that can never be discounted, that customer is going to go tell all his friends about what good job you did. And those friends are going to hire you. And that is going to create an ecosystem of trust and sales, as I like to say. The best salesperson you can ever have is a satisfied customer. And by doing things efficiently and getting them done right, and maybe not taking as much as I possibly could in the consulting up front, I'm looking at a longer-term win for me as a solution provider and for the customers that I'm helping.
That's good advice. And do you have any final words of advice for security solution providers who want to help their clients move to compliance very quickly?
I would tell them to focus on the people and to think about how the organization and how the people who inhabit that organization are going to deal with this. Because at the end of the day, organizations are run by people, and they are in existence to help people, usually. And therefore, how the people interact with this is ultimately going to be the test of whether they can get there or not. The technologies are part of that, and I'm not trying to discount it. They may need to buy new firewalls, they may need to buy new gear. But don't over-focus on the technology. Learn the people, understand their fears, their expectations, understand what their goals and what their hopes are, and work with them to deal with the change and deal with the politics that exist in this organization. People are the reason solution providers like us exist. And if we can help people and we can deliver to them the value that they need and the expertise and the intelligence, the technologies and all the other sort of nits and bits will come along with that. And like I said, happy customers will go out and get you more business. So at the end of the day, I'd say build long and lasting relationships with your customers and serve them and be there for them when they need you.
Andrew Plato of Anishin Enterprise Security, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jane. I hope it was helpful to your audience.
Oh, I think it was. And thanks to all of our listeners. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in an upcoming edition of Patrolling the Channel, let us know. You can email us at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. That's editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. And don't forget to check out our entire podcast archive. Just search for Patrolling the Channel. Until next time, I'm Jane McPherson.